let me get into what we're talking about tonight is working really smart. I want to show you guys a couple things. And the biggest thing to working smart and to maximizing your time is to work linearly. And Jeremy Greco did a great job at the event this weekend of showing running around in a circle doesn't mean you're doing work. You're just exerting energy. And what we want you guys to do is we want you to, if you spend an hour, you're going to work an hour. The other thing is when you're talking about efficiency and effectiveness, you know, even 10 years ago when I first got into NECAN, we had a lot more time for chit-chatty conference calls, for we're going to do a Thursday night on how jade green affects the body and all this stuff. And I'm not saying that, those aren't interesting things or even nice things to do, but people have such limited time slots today that if I do a Wednesday morning call at 11, and it's what I did 10 years ago, I'm going to lose people. People just don't have the time. It's going to be really, really relevant. We do this like a live radio television show, a broadcast once a week. It's about 60 minutes a week, and the reason that we invest time in this is because the way to use this call is not just to listen to it. It's for you to take energy and load people into it so that if you're on this call and there's 10 of your people here, you're investing an hour, but you're really working 10 or 11 hours. So, you know, people say, well, the call runs from, you know, 9 to 9:50 or whatever on a Monday night, but we're using this like a national meeting from your home that people can leverage and giving in-depth training, almost like a college class every Monday night. So we really do an intensive training here. It's not designed for the curiosity seekers. It's not designed, you know, for people that are out there. Because one thing I realized, particularly having a new baby again, is to be relevant in the business world, you've got to give, people aren't afraid to work. They don't want to waste time. And when you've got a company as big as this, and just let me kind of share this with you. We have a company here that's really not like any other home business out there. We're also not like a major corporation, and we're not like a franchise. We took the best out of all three. And you've got this hybrid company that's doing something new. I believe we in the field need to do something new as well. So that's what I want to really be doing is always be thinking about your time. And so when I'm talking to people, you know, this business obviously doesn't take no time because it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It also can't take so much time that nobody can accomplish it. So our job as an organization as Upline is to help people focus that time so that if they work an hour or two or build around events, that they're going to get a major impact from it. So first thing I want to know if I'm going to work smart is where are my big events that I'm going to feed. So my basic time commitment looking in the business, I'll talk about this, what is that going to be? You know, what are the things that are going to help me build my business? And to really explain to you guys what the principle of leverage is not driving around with people in cars. Leverage is having events that you load and connect so that you can always work in that many-to-many relationship. Really important stuff to understand. Now, we did some big-time updates, and the reason that we use this website, and I'm going to go to my full-screen view right now. Sorry, let me get out. I don't know what that's doing. Oh, let me shut this. I'll go to view. Oh, there we go. Share my desktop. That's what I do, share. I'm going to go to my desktop. We did a major update to Pathfinders.biz, and the reason that we even use Pathfinders.biz is really, really simple. We do it because what we want to do is provide people a place where all the central tools are. When I get into the business, I was, you know, NECAN has a couple hundred products. This person says to do that. That person says to do that. The company says to do this. When your new people come on board, the longer they spend looking around and not being productive, the less efficient your group is going to be. And if you can keep people slotted down a track to where if they need something, it's there. Now, by the way, you're also going to notice we're not telling people everything about everything. In this business, there are must-dos and there are can-dos. And everything you do that's a can-do will always detract from your must-dos. So what we've done on this website is we've taken the 20% of things that will make you 80% of the money, and we put them in one easy-to-use place, and we keep it fresh. It's a moving, growing thing to where it linearly moves forward, yet we're always dropping stuff that's dated. And frankly, we're taking your feedback. I got several pieces of feedback last week that brought us this update. So the first thing we did, we changed the color scheme a little bit and lightened it up, which may not seem like a big thing, but it actually makes a big difference. So it's still dark with light, which you can see better, especially when you're working on smaller devices. But it's got a little bit different footprint. And what we have set up here, if you take a peek at this doggone thing, you've got your homepage. This is where you're going to find for the call every night. And if you click here, it shows you how to connect to Pathfinders, how to get on the email list, or to get into Facebook. One of the things we do is we don't go out looking for people to plug in with this information, even with our own group, because there are people in our group that want to do other things, and that's fine. These are for people that want to work with us. And what we've got here are ways to do that. So if you're in our group or another group and you want your team to be a part of this, this is the page you click on to tell you how. Real simple stuff. And then every Monday night, you have our main calls here. Now, what's nice about this, let's take next week, October launch. What we're going to do on this call is talk about how we're going to utilize what Nikan is doing to launch the month of October. So let's say you had 20 of your people on that call. Instead of having to make 20 calls to explain how to launch October, you would have that all taken care of in 20 or 30 minutes. And then you can make follow-up calls to harvest on that. So instead of having to do 20, 30-minute calls to explain October, you can do 20, 10-minute calls to cash checks when October is growing. Very simple. The week after that, we're going to do how we get paid. Now, I want you to think about you having 5 or 10 people on that call explaining how to make money in Nikan and how to get started making money. And imagine they're all listening, and then they're able to use that tool as well. That's how to understand how to use these things. Video on demand. That basically is our hot presentations that are out there. You can see there's just a few of them on there. These are the most common presentations. You have Robert Kiyosaki talking about why you should network market. You've got the On Guard presentation. You've got the purpose-driven preview. You've got the ignition sequence, and you've got Uprising. These are the ones that are the most commonly used. One little thing that we did, we changed the font from white to black. The reason we did that is because when you paste things that are white into an email, people think they're invisible. You have to go change the font color. Not anymore. For example, if I wanted to send somebody the 8-minute introduction to Nikan, all I would have to do is select that, hit copy, go to my email, okay, paste it in, send it to myself, and then when I email that out, look what's going to come into my inbox. Okay, I would put, well, thank you, Rick, for your interest. Click on this and watch the video. I just sent somebody the 8-minute video. Guys, how long did that take to send somebody the 8-minute Nikan intro? How long do you guys think that took to do? 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Not long. Do you guys think busy people could say, hey, we're launching a business, it's really cool, we're looking for partners. I'm not sure it'd be a fit for you, but I'd like to send some information, you can tell me what you think. Do you think somebody even with a job and kids could do that 5 times a day considering it takes about 10 seconds? That's efficient. By the way, how much did it cost to do what I just did?
Nada.
Right. Now let me show you another one. Let's say someone wants to know about the product. I would go to the On Guard presentation. I would edit it, I would select and copy, I would paste, and then I would just email it out again. When it shows up in their inbox, they now have the 29-minute product presentation that they can watch. How long did it take me, guys, to educate somebody about the product? 10 seconds?
Not
and then
long.
All they have to do is press play, and I'm an instant product expert. It's all right there in front of your face. We actually, too, you guys are going to love this. Over the next month, we're going to be updating the purpose-driven preview. We're going to have a 20-minute version packed with several really, really powerful gunslinging stories of people, what they're doing with it now, that have retired or are retiring their jobs right when they get started in Nikan. So it's going to be, hey, we're really excited about this presentation. First, let me share it with you, and then I'm going to tell you how we retired our job in 90 days doing it. Won't that be cool to have some new voices on these videos? Because that's what's coming, okay? So all that's there. You see downloadable tools. You click on here. You've got your ABC guide. You've got your preview, your product preview. You're getting started. Everything else is gone. It's just basic, simple, clear, concise tools. So if you're brand new for the business and you want to know how to give a quick 10-minute presentation, you click that. If you want to know how to give a complete overview, you click that one. It's all self-explanatory, so even new people can see it. And if you want to know how to give it, you go to Video On Demand and you watch it, and it's kind of like having a tutorial on how to give it. You watch it a couple times, and all the slides are designed for the newest person to be up and giving the presentation. You look down at Getting Started. This now is strictly how to connect people to the business, get their tools, get going. So if you're new on this call tonight, first thing I would do is watch this video and follow those steps. This video was designed by people that have made over $2.2 billion in Nikan, and it's being given to you for free. It's like if you start a franchise, it's the turnkey operation to get your business going. That's what that doggone thing is. takes 27 minutes. Just follow it through. That'll help you get started. And below it is the first corporate training 1.1. And then based off feedback, we split 90-day launch out from getting started because people are always doing a business plan every 90 days, and you're really only getting started once. So we split it out. So what you have above here is the 90-day planner. Below it, you have a short video to explain how to do a 90-day business plan. We'll be updating that video here in about 2 weeks. I'll show you that in just a minute. And then below it, you have the second step of Nikken Silver training, which is a little bit more in-depth. But here's where you go to click on your planner, and I'll show you more about that in just a minute. Prospecting 101, 2 weeks after convention, we're going to update this website with a complete step-by-step how to connect with people, how to go out and share the Nikken vision, how we earn money. This is the one that we are doing in 2 weeks because Nikken just updated the comp plan. We're going to give you a top-to-bottom coverage of how we make money. So that page is a little bit under construction based upon the comp plan changes. But everything you want to know about the comp plan will all be right here. And those two videos right there actually explain the comp plan for your new people if they do want to see it. We're just going to do one that's more marketing-based. Events. This is for your upcoming events here in Texas, and I've got some new ones we're adding on there right now. That is not complete. We will be talking tomorrow's call at noon. We will be talking about some upcoming events that we'll be doing over the next 6 months. It's going to be very important. So that information will come past that. And then our company page, this is where you can send a prospect, and all you have to do is send them in here, and they can basically check out the 8-minute intro, the 30-minute full preview, and then just basically decide on Nikken there, as well as core products, which has breakdowns of all of our main technologies. So when you take a look at this webpage, the way it's set up, you have a college class every Monday night that teaches you how to build your business. You've got your video tools and your hard copy tools. You've got getting people started as well as how to launch your business. You've got how to make contact. You've got how to make money, where the events are, and then an overview of both phases of the company and the products all in one place. You guys think if you had a new person, you sent them in here, they could pretty much get every question they have answered in one site.
Yes.
That's great.
That's what it's designed for. You guys who are on the leadership team, as well as everybody listening, I want you all to get feedback on this, but this content will be created and completely devised by the people who are on the leadership team of all different ranks. Now, as far as the 90-day planner goes, if you go to 90-day launch, the update here, and this was based off feedback as well, was that, you know, people are getting stuff from Nikken Corporate, and it comes in their distributor kit, and they're also getting stuff from their upline. And if you guys think about it, you know, you're signed up with Nikken, but you're also in your upline, or your people are in your organization. So there's two things you need to connect people to. The challenge is usually they're separate. You get a box of stuff from Nikken, your upline calls and tells you where the events are. What we want to do with Pathfinders, and I spent a long time talking to Jonathan about this, was synchronized so that when you sign up, you're kind of woven into the fabric of both. So that's what we're going to be striving to do, is make a seamless connection between you and Nikken. That will harvest efficiency big time. So the Nikken Silver training modules, the Gold training modules, all those things will be congruent with what we're doing and vice versa. So it's easy to use. So our 90-day planner, the second page of it now is the Nikken New Consultant's Guide that your new people are getting inside their distributor kit. So when your people get their distributor kit, they're not going to feel like, why am I getting started? Are you guys on the live side kind of following? Won't it be nice to have your new people get one document instead of having to have two?
Yeah.
So it's all here. And you can go through it with them. And as you scroll down, you know, the pages on that, and let me scroll down here. Oh, great. Froze up. That figures. Let me reopen it. All right. There we go. As you guys scroll through this doggone thing, you'll see it's real easy to use because it goes through there, it goes to the new consultant's guide, and as it goes down through the pages, there's 15 pages of that. A lot of them are just the basics how to interface and connect with Nikken to set up our training. You can go through that in a few minutes, but then when you get past it, then we go back to what we do, and I'm going to go back to this page here in just a second, what consultants do, what type of business are you building, and your checklist. So, okay, now I've seen the getting started. Before I even make a plan, am I even complete? So those of you guys that are new on the call tonight, I think you guys would agree that if you're going to go climb a mountain, you're going to want some rope, you're going to want some gloves and a coat, you're going to want some food, you're going to want some shelter. You're not just going to walk up a mountain. You come into Nikken, we have some stuff that's designed to help you be successful. so that you can make it in this business. The way that we're paid, we don't make money unless you do. We don't get promoted unless you do. We don't get paid for anything unless you get paid. So our job is to get you as high up on that mountain as possible. That's what that checklist is. So when I'm sponsoring people, I'm not trying to get people to do something. I'm trying to share with them how they can be successful. And so I'm looking for people that want to be successful, not trying to convince people who don't want to be successful how to be successful. So really, really important to know that. Then you've got your basic time commitment, which is your, for your successful business, you know, where your events are. You've got your how to know you're on the right track with the 10 coming in a month, the 30 and the 100. And then you've got your quarterly goal setting. And then it finishes your process tracking. You've got your basics of the comp plan, the NECAN, this goes back to the silver trending, the success plan. And then you've got your NECAN business unit, which we're going to show people, you know, how to get your business started. So if I'm new in the, let's do a rotate here. I think I rotated somewhere. This is a small version of this, so I can't see where to rotate it right now. They just moved it. Oh, there we go, rotate. Clockwise. If I'm new, this is what I want to help my newest people do because it lays out a business plan. I'm not going to go sell mag steps to Aunt Betty. I mean, I might still do that, but I'm actually looking to build some kind of a structure in my business. That's what this is. And the reason I put this in the call tonight, as far as working efficiently, is really, really simple. If you guys are using these documents and using this railroad track to run on, because this is a program, okay? Now, it's not a program in the sense where we're handcuffing you and making you build the business the way I build the business. It's empowering you to not have to worry about this stuff, because instead of wondering where stuff is and what to do, instead of your group having inefficiencies throughout it as people don't know where to go, you're going to be unlocking your people power of people duplicating and running instead of looking for things and hunting and pecking. If you also go through that 90-day planner, you're going to see things like where to focus your time. And let's go up and take a peek at this right here. Let's look up on what successful consultants do, and I will write this back to counterclockwise here. All right? You see this on counterclockwise. Can you guys tell me where on that page it says read every book you can about how water affects plants when it has optimized features to it?
No.
Where? Do you guys see something on there where it talks about if you drink water with salt in it, it makes you healthier?
No.
Nope.
Do you guys see anything on there about put more plants in your house and you'll have better health?
No.
Nope. All those things are super nice. Just like a Subway owner or a McDonald's owner or a Wendy's owner, it would be really nice if they could put a $2 million sound system in their Wendy's. I'm sure the customers would enjoy it. Let me ask you something. Is that a can-do or a must-do? If you don't have good hamburgers, you're not going to have a good sound system. I want you guys, when you're new in the business, to focus on the things that are going to make you an income. When we got started in the business, and this was the efficiency I'm talking about, I knew where our events are. Events are everything in this business because they're the things we connect people to. Jeremy Greco said a really good thing last week, and I'm sure he heard it somewhere. I may even heard it from me, and I probably stole it from somebody else, or I stole it from him. However it was, it's a great thing to say. And that thing is, you're not out selling NECAN to people, guys. You're connecting people with events and tools and promoting it so that they can make a decision on their own. It's what's in the event or on the tool that's going to build your business. You guys heard our Vice President, Jonathan Hallstrom, this weekend say flat out, promoting and connecting people to events is how you make money in this thing. It's not about you driving your rear end all over town meeting 8,000 people. That's inefficient. It's about knowing where your next event is and connecting people into it. It's about having the videos I showed you on demand and connecting people in with that message and then letting your business take advantage of the speed. Because when you do it like that, your people are going to do it like that. You know, using those events and leveraging them is so critical. And Lonnie and Wita and the folks up towards Dallas and everybody on the team, you guys are going to be really excited tomorrow on the call because we had a brainstorm today that I think you guys are going to be popping champagne over tomorrow. So I'll tell you about that later. But in terms of events, you know, connecting people into these is the way to go. And then to stay on track, to make your daily contacts, to know where your events are, to know how to plug your team into the tools, into the calls, so that you can harvest the people that want to go. And then last but not least, and this goes back to how I started the call, having a leadership team, having the wherewithal to understand who the people that want this are and who the people that don't. And the people that don't are still great people. I'll take their calls, I'll work with them whenever, but I'm not going to dedicate core time to them, especially anymore. If I've had any failings in this business, it's that I've spent too much time with people who are friends that have more excuses than results. And the best way to get moving in this business and not stuck is not to constantly wait on people who don't want it yet. And when you say, well, I want it, but I don't have it, then you don't want it. And I'm sorry, I want you guys to hear me on this. If you tell somebody you want something, okay, I have a bad day. Maybe I can't get it today. But if it's a bad day, every week, and it drags on for months, then it starts to become, it starts to become a pattern, okay? Look for people that establish patterns that are going places. Have a core team of people that are fun to work with, that are easy. When they call you, they're not saying, my husband won't support me, I can't build this. Let me just say this on the call to you guys. Some of you guys aren't going to get a spouse that supports you. Build it anyway. Some of you aren't going to be great motivational type speakers. Use the tools. Some of you aren't going to have a lot of free time. You got little kids. Work smart. I mean, everybody's going to come at this and have areas where they have to struggle. Nobody, like, you think about in World War II when the paratroopers jumped out over Normandy, they were landing behind German lines and a lot of these guys got their weapons ripped off their bodies because their plane was going too fast and they landed on the ground with nothing but a knife. Let me ask you this, guys. Did those paratroopers get a call time out or would the Germans shoot them anyway?
Germans shoot them anyway.
So let me ask you a question. Don't you kind of in life just have to fight where you are with what you got when you land?
Yes.
Right.
So if you got a husband or a wife that doesn't support you, you know the best way to get support from a spouse? Go do something and bring home a check. I got news for you. If you want the support, get the check. Period. If you've got a tough schedule, work on being really efficient. And at the end of the day, your energy level is going to overcome those problems, or the problems will be bigger than your desire to build this. I've yet to see anybody sign up in this that isn't really busy. The question is a priority? I mean, I know we got a lot of pastors on this call. There's a lot of people too busy to go to church, or you're in church every Sunday. I bet Lonnie and Lita and Cowboy, I bet you guys have people in church that have multiple kids, that work multiple jobs, and they're there every Sunday.
Right.
Right.
And I bet there's people every Sunday that say, I just got too much going on right now, right?
That's right.
And there's people with $100 in their pocket that say they can't tithe.
Right.
Right. And by the way, that's the reason they're clinging to that last $100, because they're afraid to give 10 to the Lord, and then they'll never get the 1,000 they want. They'll always be stuck with the 100.
Right.
You know, in life, you gotta breathe. You gotta put your arms out. You got to show energy forward and have that faith of a mustard seed so that you can just start moving forward, because that tiny little bit of faith turns into something big. You know, if you really want to work smart in this business, all I really do is I know where my events are, I know where my tools are, and I connect people into the same thing. And the third part of working smart and efficient is attracting people that want to work smart and efficient. You know, people that want to build the business. Who you surround yourself with will be a major part of how efficient and smart you work. Because, and let me ask you guys on the live side, how much energy does it take to work with one that doesn't want to be there?
Fine.
Does that slow you down?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you I talked to Jonathan for an hour and a half about this over this last 2 days. Because my hunch has been lately that, and I'm going to tell you guys, those of you guys out there listening, we have requirements to be on this leadership team. It's a big deal. And you know, I keep coming back to this. And I said, you know, Jonathan, I have trouble and I always feel bad. And I said, Paige always tells me I need to do it. He says, you not only need to do it, but you owe it to the people that are on the team to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that really hit me. That gave me a whole different way to look at it. By the way, coming out of the military, I already knew that. But working smart is not only the tools you have and the things that you do, but working smart and efficient is the people who are around you, because things then get bigger than just what you can accomplish. So I want you guys to really understand that if I'm going to work smart at this business, what am I going to do? I'm going to use the product, okay, all the products as much as I can. I'm going to know where my events are. Okay, I know convention's coming up. I know that we got a couple other big events coming up. I know that I'm going to be working to connect people in with those. I know where my tools are. When I sponsor someone, I get them on the Pathfinder mailing list. I plug them into the call. I make sure that they know where those things are. When I get someone that looks like they're a leader, I offer them the opportunity to be a part of the leadership team, and then I watch what they do. They're either on the calls or they're not. They're leaning into it or they're not. They're coming to the events or not. I'm gonna prop Jake who came down. You know, a lot of you guys did a lot to get there. You look at everybody that came this week and was really special. And I always feel like, okay, when I prop one person, then you should prop everybody. And all of you moved a lot to get there this weekend. But you take a look at Jake Zerpas, who was in Nacogdoches, which is in the far east part of Texas, moving to Dallas, which is 3 hours away. You know, that's a long way, moving Wednesday and Thursday, okay, in a truck from Nacogdoches to Dallas, back to Nacogdoches, back to Dallas, gets up Friday morning, drives down to Austin, gets a hotel room. He didn't even know where the event was until he was in the car, calls me from the road, gets himself a room on the road, stays in the hotel overnight, in the event all day the next day, driving home after the event, texts me before he gets home, said, I just got a sign up on the way home.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jake, I don't know if you're still on the live side, man, but I'm propping you.
Yeah, I mean.
Right, but I mean, does that pretty much sum up your week, or did I leave stuff out?
Yeah, pretty much. A whole lot of driving and a whole lot of listening and a whole lot of learning. And it paid off.
Right, and you did it because it's for your future, man, right? I mean, it's all about who you want to be and where you want to go.
Yeah, spent a whole lot of time trying to figure out a way around Neekim whenever I realized I just needed to do Neekim.
Yeah, that's it, man, and you did it. And that's the kind of thing when you say to somebody, okay, identify yourself as a leader, that's what you do. We got a lot of you guys who are new in this call listening tonight. And you're saying, do I want to be a part of this organization? I'll tell you a couple things about it. You'll find other network marketing companies that have jugs of juice and veggie powders and potions and lotions. The days of those companies are numbered because the way the marketplace is closing in, you can't come to market with a case of juice anymore. The energy company things, the window is closing on those. Yet right now I can buy energy from 5 or 6 companies right here at my house. 10 years ago I could only buy it from TXU. Right now I'm using Ciro Energy, C-I-R-R-O, because I'm getting like 8.5 cents per kilowatt hour. I switch every 6 months. There's zero loyalty in power. So if you're setting up an Ignite or something, not only are you paying a little bit more, but you're paying $300 or something just to sign up. You guys understand that those days are numbered. Okay? You can't do it when there's more choices. Juices, a 3-year run. You guys have a multi-billion dollar, by the way, let me just share this with you guys. You guys will not believe the products Neekim's coming out with over this next year, and wait till you see what they're coming out with at convention. Let me tell you, you new folks on this call, my wife and I are 42 years old. We're in the Millionaires Club. We've been retired for a long time with a 6-figure residual income in this business. We did 90% of it before we had our 5 fast-selling products. This company is a brand new company every couple months when they release new technologies. Anybody on this call but us got that new Kinko's seat?
Yeah.
Guys, they just started shipping them. That's why I asked. Let me tell you, the black and gray on that thing is a quantum leap past that old 73 LTD thing we had before.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't come with a set of curb feelers anymore. You know, or undercarriage lights. I mean, I'm joking, but the other one worked great, but I never looked at it and said, wow, that's gorgeous. There's nothing I like better than sheepskin or whatever that thing was. I look at this new thing, it's
right?
Flat out smooth, you guys, isn't it?
Yes, awesome.
Man, the new sleep mask, it's cool. The waterfall is cool. The power bands are cool. Everything we've come out with is cool. Aren't the power chips even cool looking?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Jake. You're 26 years old. You know, there's quite a few on this call that are younger. A lot of our technologies were brought to market, you know, those magnetic ones, 10 and 20 years ago. I can tell you this right now, Jake, if I'm 26 and I've got that new Kenko seat, I'm actually thinking that looks cool in front of my buddies now.
Yeah,
I'm not putting
words
in your mouth.
Design.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The other one you knew it worked, but isn't this one that you could have in your house and the fellows wouldn't say that's a retiree's chair? You know what I'm saying? It actually looks cool now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it really draws attention to itself in a positive way.
Yeah, it's just a good-looking black and gray, and the feel of it, it feels like a piece of high-tech equipment. I'm just telling you guys, getting Jonathan in here and this cast of characters that's in there now, this company's going to explode. And on the other side of the coin, let me tell you guys something else out there that are listening to this call that are new. We not only have this big engine attached to this company and these products and the company, and guys, we just opened Peru and the Ukraine. Do you guys realize we're a part of a company right now that's like launching? How big of a company do you have to be? Let me ask you this. How long would it take you to walk from Peru to the Ukraine? At least 30, 40 minutes, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like they launched, you know, Brooklyn and Queens. We're talking Peru and the Ukraine. Do you guys know how much firepower you have to have as a company just logistically to launch those two markets separately around the world?
That's awesome.
I want to just sit you guys back in your chair. You are a part of, and let me tell you guys something else. True or false, Nikken released the Kenko seat and the sleep mask both last month too, correct? True or false?
True.
Yeah, all that last month.
Okay.
Yeah.
They did a major systems upgrade first of the year for computers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They've done a global enhancement of the comp plan in the last 6 months, correct?
Yep.
Okay. We're launching a major corporate convention, hired a new VP a year ago, and brought on two more senior sales trainers for North America right now, correct?
Yep.
We did all that while we're launching Peru and the Ukraine. You know, Schlotsky Sandwich Shop is headquartered in Austin. They went bankrupt because they went into Oklahoma too fast. That's a fact. They went bankrupt because they expanded too fast. Nikken is launching products, upgrading their IT, hiring senior staff, bringing new technologies to market, hosting a national convention, upgrading the global comp plan, and launching to major countries around the world all at the same time. And you guys on this call are sitting in this company at a time when we have less than 2 in 1,000 market penetration.
Oh. Awesome.
And you know, I got leaders on my team that are wondering if they're going to get qualified to be a part of it next week. And that's what we're doing globally. You guys understand the magnitude of that event and the magnitude of what's in your hands and the magnitude of how you should be thinking right now? You're attached to a rocket ship. Start thinking like an astronaut. I mean that sincerely. Start thinking, man. Get your mind wrapped around this. And then the last thing I'm going to tell you for working smart, guys, we flat out know how to build this. We built this when we didn't have IT, didn't have most of our products, did not have a global footprint. Guys, we've been building this. We've grown with it. We've already, you guys realize you have a team of people around you that have already made a ton of money that are already home, that have built the systems that are going to get you home. This is the mix of field expertise, and I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about a field force. We have a field force. We have a company. We have a technology line. We have a global footprint. We have the IT system. We have all this stuff coming in line at once. We got 4 or 5 people up in Dallas-Fort Worth on this call right now. That's a city of almost 5 million people. There's not even right now, there are some previews up there. There's not even a meeting every 7 days in a facility in Dallas-Fort Worth right now. There's not one in New York. There's not a regular one in Chicago. There's not a regular one in most of these major cities. There's not one in Philadelphia. Do you guys realize the magnitude of what you're in?
Great.
You guys are multi-millionaires for building this. It will be the company that transitions network marketing from what it was to what it will be. Period. And guys, let me just tell you this. And guys, if I didn't believe this, I wouldn't have the audacity to get on this thing and host this call and talk to people all around the world. We are really, really, really good at it. And if you step into it, you're going to be really good at it too. And we're going to collectively be filling arenas the size of Soldier's Field in Chicago for regional events. My goal is to have events on a Saturday in, let's say, May. And we've got 30 cities around the country filling 10 to 15,000 person venues all linked together on jumbotrons. That's the kind of mojo that we're going to be rolling out. I will not rest till I see the Greco family on the Jerry Dome jumbotron. That's what I'm saying. That's it. So I don't know if you guys noticed it, I'm pretty fired up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good reason.
I see it, I taste it, I feel it, I know we got the team in place. Let me, when we stood in that semicircle on Saturday with the team of leaders at the end of the day, and I know I hear Karen's voice and Lonnie and Weed, I know Cowboys here, oh, Jeremy, did you guys feel something special standing in that semicircle with Jonathan? Did you guys just feel like you were part of something really cool?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's because you are. We're a part of something really special, and I'm of the opinion it's time to do it. We got every tool in place. We got every product in place. All we need is you, and we're going to do something remarkable.
That's right.
So that's what I got to say about that. And next week on this call, we're going to rebound the corporate call launching October. We're going to introduce all of you to the team that made the big first hurdle to be a part of the leadership team that is going to create Summit. This will be the first. This will be the Summit 2013, the fully interactive summit. I want you guys to picture people getting attention from a team of leaders. We're going to put several high-impact players in each of these rooms. We're going to rotate people through an interactive experience. We're going to send people out of there on fire all around the world to go and plant Deacon groups all around the world and know how to lead them and run them. We're going to take technology to new levels. And I got to tell you, the last thing I'm going to say, I cannot wait to see what new products Deacon comes out with, because we already have such cool stuff. I don't even want anything more, and they keep giving me better stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know that, but I'm not even saying we need more. We're just getting more. How awesome is that, everybody?
Great.
I think it's fantastic.
I didn't.
Me too. So I just wanted you guys to know that I'm fired up, and you want to work smart and efficient? Work in a straight line. Go through that website. Watch the Getting Started. Pay attention to what's in the planner. Work those things. And then last, surround yourself with people that want to do things. You know, you guys heard Jonathan this weekend here doing such a great job of the training and the engaging with people. You know, do you guys think it's okay to surround yourself with people that are committed to filling arenas too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, pastors on this call. Is it also true that somebody that doesn't share that vision, put in a group of people that do, can make it really tough to fulfill?
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that because I want you guys to start to be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with. And I'm going to tell you, being on this call and looking around at that large half, by the way, that half circle of leaders pretty much filled the whole front of the room, didn't it?
Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking was how cool it was to see all you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, I drove home. I was so tired when I got home. And then, of course, Paige had been up with the baby all day. And I felt so bad for her because she's worked so hard. And she's such a part of what we do. And I just felt terrible she wasn't there that day. She felt terrible. With a two-month-old, what can we do? And I got home, and I was exhausted. And all I could do was think about you guys laying on the couch and all the things we're going to do. I'm kind of on fire, man. I wake up at 3 in the morning, and I'm excited about Neaton, and I love it. And there's not a lot of people inviting you on a call on Monday night to tell you for an hour how great their job is.
That's right.
So here we are, right?
Right.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, guys, let's tear this up. And, yes, once again, we will give you summit dates in the next 1 to 2 weeks. I'm getting a lot of questions about this. It will be the first fully interactive summit we have ever done where we fully engage people, not in a group class with 300 people, but groups of leaders engage. We're going to teach you how to evite. We're going to teach you how to connect from Facebook and create events. We're going to teach you how to do everything, how to get somebody started in 30 minutes, how to make a 90-day business plan in 30 minutes, how to be an expert at creating a catchphrase in under 30 minutes. Guys, won't that be something that'll just blow your groups up?
That would be something there.
So, that's what we're doing. And by the way, Christina, you know this. I haven't had a chance to talk to Lonnie and Weedy yet. Cowboy knows. And Ken and Byron know. I only could make so many calls before I had to go hold my my little fella today. I think you guys are going to be very excited on the call tomorrow at noon. So get ready. We are going to have quite a call tomorrow. Okay, everybody?
All right. Yeah. Forward to it.
Hey, if no one has told you all that you are loved, appreciated, and special people today, let me be the first, and if somebody else told you, let me be the last. And if I'm not the last, just let me add to the positive pile. How about that?
All right.
All right, guys, we love y'all. A great big happy anniversary to the cow people down in Bernie, Texas. 29 years of love, and Cowboy has been married for 29 wonderful years. And Terry has been married for 372 years to Cowboy, so it's been a beautiful thing, hasn't it? Paige and I have been married for 8 years, and Paige has been married for 492 years, so I'm a man who understands, believe me. So we love you all very much, and have a great week. God bless you all, and we will catch you super leaders tomorrow at noon, and thank you all for being a part of this tonight.
All right.
Thanks. Good night. God bless.
Good night, everybody. God bless.
Good night.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Paige.
I'll see y'all later.